Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. I'm so happy that we don't have to figure everything out ourselves. Anybody also happy that we don't have to figure everything out ourselves? That's a great thing. That God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us figure things out. He is a gift from the Father. He is the advocate that Jesus promised us. And the Holy Spirit is available to every believer. And He will help you make good choices. He will help you overcome challenges. He will help you identify and make changes in your life. He will help you mature by developing in you the fruit of the Spirit. Somebody say, fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. He wants to help us develop into maturity by developing the fruit of the Spirit. So that ultimately when we stand before God, in the end, we will have a life full of fruit. When we stand before others, we will have a life full of fruit. So the next few weeks, I want to talk to you about being fruitful. Look at somebody and say, be fruitful. I love it. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. I came in and caught a little conversation between my wife and my youngest daughter, and I don't know how it got there, but they were talking about the fruits of the Spirit. And it was the most amazing thing. Ariella was like, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. She's listing them out, and she says, yeah, I think I'm really good at love, but I need to work at patience. I was like, I don't know, but I'm impressed. Where's this conversation? When the Holy Spirit starts working on you and in you, it develops fruit. You will develop fruit. There are things that begin to spring up from a relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's a byproduct of just being in relationship with the Holy Spirit. This fruit is a natural byproduct of the Holy Spirit working on you and in you. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So God is never going to leave you in the same place. When you receive Christ into your life, you are inviting His Holy Spirit to partner with you in this life, to be a better person, to be more like Christ, to have the virtues that God has. So this advocate, this helper that we have is the Holy Spirit. John 14:26, Jesus said, but when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I'm so thankful we have somebody in the Holy Spirit that reminds us of what Jesus said, of what Jesus preached, of what Jesus taught. So you don't have to rely just on your own intellect, on your own memory. You have the Holy Spirit to help you remember and bring back to your recollection what it is that Jesus taught. When the Holy Spirit walks with you and teaches you, you will begin to develop fruit. The Holy Spirit will develop you. Look at somebody and say, the Holy Spirit will develop you. I don't know about you, but I see sometimes a lot of undeveloped Christians, not talking about our church, okay? So many times, so often in our culture, we see underdeveloped Christians. Why? They're not spending enough time with the Holy Spirit to develop the right type of fruit. They have the name. They have the name badge, Christian. But they haven't spent the time to develop the fruit. They haven't spent enough time with the Holy Spirit to be developed. I like to work out, and many times, because I'm pretty busy, that means I'm working out at the house. I don't get to go into the gym as much as I would like to, so I'm working out at the house. So I made somewhat of a home gym, if you want to call it that. And so I'm doing that, but I reached a point that I kind of plateaued, and I wasn't hitting any new goals. And so I realized that I needed a coach. So I borrowed Pastor Corinne's coach, and I started to be coached and developed in my goals for fitness. And the amazing thing happened was I started hitting these goals. I started hitting new goals. I started having new breakthroughs. I had started having new personal best. Why? Because I was being coached. Because I had somebody in my life that was helping me develop. The Holy Spirit is your coach. The Holy Spirit is our coach. He's the one that trains us. Jesus said he will remind you of all the things I have taught you. And God said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And the Holy Spirit is that promise at work in us. The Holy Spirit is the promise of God to never leave you or forsake you. He's that promise at work. Jesus said, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send you an advocate. The Holy Spirit is the advocate. He's going to advocate for you. He's going to coach you. Look at somebody and say, you need a coach. You need somebody who will train you in the ways of God. The Holy Spirit is the one who works in us and through us to cause us to grow and advance in our purpose. Good. Anybody want to grow and advance in your purpose? Holy Spirit wants to partner with you to make that happen. Jesus said in Matthew 7, 16 through 18, he said, you can identify them by their fruit. That is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit. And a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. Last week, my youngest, this is a kind of, I guess, a talking about Ariella a lot. My youngest daughter, she said to me, Dad, why does a palm tree at a Willis house have coconuts and our palm tree does not have coconuts? Why? And evidently it felt like an injustice to her, and so it launched us into a conversation about why a Willis palm tree has coconuts and our palm tree does not. And actually, I was surprised when I started to look at this and study this. There's around 2,600 species of palm trees worldwide. Some have coconuts. Some have dates. Some have other fruits you've probably never heard of. But Jesus said, just like nature, people bear fruit. If I were to say to you, Messi, you could see there's fruit to his life. Ronaldo, there's particular fruit, or Taylor Swift, there's a particular fruit, or Mark Zuckerberg, or Elon Musk. Some fruits you see are good, some fruits you see are bad, but there's fruit.
Yes, there is.
They all have fruit. Even if you're not world famous, you are bearing fruit. Maybe you're helpful, maybe you're kind, maybe you're smart, maybe you can solve problems. Maybe you are the problem. By your fruit, you will know them. How do you want to be known? What type of fruit do you have? Yes. The best type of fruit that can be produced in our lives is the fruit that comes from walking with the Holy Spirit. It's the most lasting, the most valuable fruit that can be produced. The most important fruit is the fruit that's developed out of a spiritually robust life with God. Everything else is less important. Everything else is less important. You could say, oh, look at this, oh, look at that. But when all is said and done, it's what fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in us that really remains. Many other things actually get in the way. But a life with the Holy Spirit is fruitful. Time spent developing our relationship with the Holy Spirit is productive and effective in producing change in us and others around us. You can like it or you can not like it, but the fact remains we all bear fruit. We all bear fruit. Whether you realize it or not, you're bearing fruit. You may like that fruit. They may be good fruit. It may be bad fruit. There is fruit from our decisions. There is fruit from our choices. There is the fruit of our life. People can look at you, and if they look long enough, they will see your fruit. So what fruit do you think they see? I sat down with, I was having lunch with some good friends, Pastor Corinne and I, and they were telling me stuff that they saw in me. It was good, thank God, it was a good thing, but it was fruit that I did not recognize that I was showing. But yet, I was bearing fruit, and others were seeing it. What fruit do you think you're bearing that you're not aware of? But it's true to who you are, and it's true to the actions that you've taken. Is it good fruit? Is it bad fruit? What is the fruit that others will see? What is the fruit that God will see? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it a mixture? Jesus said, by their fruit you will know them. Can a good tree produce bad fruit? Can a bad tree produce good fruit? By your fruit you will know them. Sometimes you might stop and ask yourself, why am I not growing in this area of my life? What causes us not to grow in a particular way? What causes us not to bear fruit in a particular area? Is it trauma? Is it stubbornness? Is it a lack of surrender? Is it a lack of revelation or understanding? God wants us to grow. And so he's given us the Holy Spirit as our partner. The Holy Spirit to highlight different areas of our life. The Holy Spirit to be our coach. He wants us to grow in love, in joy, in peace, in patience, in kindness, in goodness, in faithfulness, in gentleness, in self-control. He wants us to grow in all these good ways. We've been talking a lot about the concept of surrender lately. Surrender is so important when it comes on to growing the right fruit. If you want to grow, you have to surrender. You're surrendering to King Jesus. You're surrendering to the Holy Spirit as your coach. You can't be coached unless you surrender. You got to surrender to the coaching regimen. You got to surrender to the routine that's been given you by a good coach. If you want to be coached, you have to listen. You have to obey what the coach says. It's so amazing how some people say they want to grow until the Holy Spirit starts highlighting some areas in their life. They say, oh, I don't know if I want this. Or they pretend like they didn't hear what the Holy Spirit just said, or they try to rationalize it away. I've talked to so many people. It says, a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. That's that person that they hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, but then they say, well, maybe the Holy Spirit didn't say that. Say, no, you know what he said, you just don't want to do it. You know what the coach said, you just don't want to be coached right now. You've got to listen to what the coach says. You've got to obey what the coach says if you want to be trained, if you want to get better. I don't know about you, I don't want to be a hard head. I don't want to be stubborn. I want to be flexible. My dad said the person that is not flexible ends up broken. It's that person, they're always crying, talking about how life broke them, or how God had to break them. And yes, God is close to the person with the broken, but a contrite spirit, not a person that's broken because they're a hard head. I don't want to be, I don't want you to be a hard head. I don't want to be a hard head. Learn to be flexible. When the Holy Spirit says move, move. When the coach says get down on the ground, do some push-ups. Develop some love. It's hard work. Develop peace. Develop patience with people. It's hard work. It's like sit-ups. Right?
Amen.
This fruit takes work. Learn to be flexible. When the Holy Spirit says, move, move, and you will grow in the fruit of the Spirit. It's a harder path when we're hard-headed. Remember the children of Israel in the wilderness, and they're always being just hard-heads. Always having to get corrected by Moses. Always having to be disciplined by God. Why? Stubborn. Hard-headed. God doesn't want us to be hard-headed. He wants us to be flexible so we can learn, so we can be trained, so we can grow, so we can bear fruit. Jesus said to the one that bears fruit, he said, I'm going to prune you, I'm going to coach you, and you're going to develop even more fruit. But the person who's stubborn, hard-headed, they're not developing any fruit. Guess what? Cut them off. That's the reality. What happens? The person said, I don't want to be coached. I want to do what I want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not doing any workout. No spiritual workout. I don't want a spiritual workout. I just want to come in, sit down, listen to somebody else talk, somebody else pray, somebody else serve. Learn to be coached. The Holy Spirit is a coach. The Holy Spirit doesn't have to be as hard with the person who is ready to learn, ready to change. Be the type of person who will surrender to the teaching of Christ. Be the type of person who is ready to surrender to the coaching of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is committed to our growth. Scripture says in Philippians 1:6, be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit does not give up, but he continues to work on us.
That's right.
When you mess up, if you turn back to God and say, God, help me, Holy Spirit's going to coach you up. I'm thankful he doesn't give up on us when we mess up, when we fail the exercise. He said, get up, let's do it again. Then get up. Let's try it again. Get up. Let's work at it some more. He is faithful to complete the good work that he began in you. He's faithful to complete the good work he began in me. He's faithful to complete the good work he began in us. I'm thankful. We all produce fruit. It can be good fruit. Or it can be bad fruit. But we all produce fruit. You are known by the fruit you produce. People around you will see it. God sees it. So we make a conscious decision to produce the best fruit possible. For that, we need a good coach. That coach's name is the Holy Spirit. He helps us develop the best fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Right? All the fruit that we need to thrive. And the Holy Spirit is faithful. He doesn't give up on us. If you keep showing up, He's going to keep on showing up. Draw near to me and I will draw near to you. If I show up for the workout, He's going to be faithful to show up to coach me.
Yeah.
Question is, are you going to show up for the workout? Are you going to show up? Because He's there. He's at the gym every day. Waiting on you and I to show up. Surrender to the workout routine. Even if you mess up, as long as you get back up and say, I want to try again. The Holy Spirit will work on you. I'm thankful for that because I know I need some work still. I know you need some work. We need the Holy Spirit to work on us to develop the fruit of the Spirit. Holy Spirit is the gift from the Father. He is the advocate that Jesus promised. He is advocating for our growth. He's advocating for us to bear fruit and for us to be fruitful. Will you bow your heads? Let me pray with you today. God, I'm thankful that you don't give up on us even when we make some bad choices. But you are faithful to begin the good work that you began in us. You're faithful to complete it. And you've given us the Holy Spirit to coach us and to train us so that we can live a life that pleases you and live a life that bears much fruit. God, and we don't want to just bear any type of fruit. We want to bear the best type of fruit. The fruit that comes from walking in a relationship with the Holy Spirit. The fruit that comes from being coached by the Holy Spirit. Being corrected, being adjusted, being led by the Holy Spirit. God, take us on that journey to develop good fruit. God, I thank you, Lord, as we spend this month and we talk about what it means to develop the fruit of the Spirit. God, reveal to us the areas we need to work on. Just like Esperanza and Pastor Karim were having that conversation, God, let us ask you, let you reveal to us, what fruit do I need to work on this month? In this season, what do I need to focus on so that I can develop, so that I can mature in you? And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I feel like I've just drifted in my relationship with Him and I need to reconnect. I want to pray with you if that's where you are today. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I ever really connected with Jesus. I've heard about Him. I've been around certain things, but I've never really said, yes, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to be in charge. I want to follow you. If you need to reconnect with Him or you need to connect the first time, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Amen. 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 That's what it's all about. It's about saying yes to Jesus. Whether it's the first time or it's, yes, Jesus, I'm coming back. Coming back to you. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say this with me. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and mistakes and giving me eternal life. Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for the times I messed up. I walked away. Forgive me. I receive your free gift of forgiveness and redemption. I need you to be my Lord. I need you to be my coach. I need you to help me live a life that pleases the Father. I need you to give me the strength to do that and the wisdom to do that. I want to walk with you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.